The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
There's lots of confusion out there when it comes to what to eat, what to drink, what to put on, what to consume. But I believe if we look at Scripture, it's a blueprint for how to live a long and healthy life. I'm a walking miracle, someone who was deathly ill and was able to have my health transformed.
Jordan Rubin defied the odds by following God's principles of eating and living, which he shares in Natural Remedies, next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy Trent is with me, and we are here with a guest whose book called Natural Remedies has really changed a lot of people's lives. So many of our viewers have said, I want that, because we want to take control of our health. We want to live as long and as strong as possible, and the natural remedies in this really have changed a lot of people's lives. So we're going to tell you how you can get that, but we're going to talk with Jordan Rubin, who is back with us, and unpack some of this. Good to see you again, Jordan.
It is great to be here. You know, I have been on a mission for almost 30 years to see God's people's health transformed one life at a time. And today, we're never more aware of how important it is to take some measure of control of our health. There's been a lot of talk over the last few years about building our immune system, or how do we resist this germ or that germ. And the truth is, God gave us in His creation everything outside of our body that we need inside our body to be healed. There's lots of confusion out there when it comes to what to eat, what to drink, what to put on, what to consume. But I believe if we look at Scripture, it's a blueprint for how to live a long and healthy life. I'm a walking miracle, someone who was deathly ill and was able to have my health transformed due to following God's principles of eating and living. And my passion is to share that with others today.
Now, let's go back a little bit, because you're not suggesting that if we just eat certain things or do certain things, we will not have any health battles. You yourself have experienced some serious health battles, and you're a very healthy person. What does this help us do with our bodies, which God created, but it's still a fallen world?
Absolutely. Well, I think our environment is really not conducive to health as it once was. And people can go a lot of different ways historically and theologically. And I think the Lord has really revealed how creation was meant to be and how things have changed. Man has really messed a lot of things up. And so we can't live in a, quote, bubble or Garden of Eden, per se. And so we will have health challenges. Like the Bible says, in this world, we will have trouble, but be of good cheer. Jesus, I have overcome this world. And so what we want to do with Natural Remedies is provide really a reference for everyday living. I'll give you an example. So I have a farm in Missouri, and I went and visited the farm with my family, and we come back, and one of my children has these bug bites with these welts that are a little bit scary, but we can't always go to the doctor, the emergency room, or the clinic for everything. So I took lavender essential oil, which we talk about in Natural Remedies, and then clay, which is, you know, literally clay that is dried with some liquid added to it, and made a poultice, put some bandages on it, and he is on his way to being better. Those are small things, but what about when you're dealing with serious diseases? No, what about digestive illnesses? What about cancer? Yeah. What about neurological conditions? There is a food, a supplement, an essential oil, a diet plan, and most importantly, a spiritual plan of attack for every health condition. And we try to create Natural Remedies as a reference guide so that in your everyday life, your bumps, bruises, boo-boos, and cuts and scrapes, and all the things in between, that you have an opportunity to have a first line of defense. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to the doctor, go to the hospital, go to the emergency room, but wouldn't it be great to have your own natural health cabinet, so to speak? And so for us, on any given day, we've got a remedy for what ails myself, my wife, and my six children. So it comes in handy.
Where can I start? Like, if I have never thought about a natural remedy, where would you tell me to start? Like, what could I build at home that you would say, Tammy, you cannot live without this in your life right now?
Well, a big part of natural remedies is herbs, spices, and essential oils. And I think a lot of us have this spice rack in our home. Right. In fact, all of us do. But per capita, Americans consume less herbs and spices than any nation on the planet. Mm. So we were talking about India off the air. India is one of the largest consumers of spices, and they don't have a major medical system. Africa, the same thing. Middle East. And so we lack consumption of these herbs and spices, which you can add to your food. You can use them as a remedy. For example, if you have high blood sugar, which could manifest as diabetes, a half teaspoon of cinnamon every day, you can put it in food, you can put it in beverages, will lower your blood sugar, according to research. If you've got inflammation, turmeric, the curry spice, will reduce inflammation. And you can use it in cooking. You can, again, use it in beverages, even topically. Ginger is great for digestive issues. We were teasing off the air about gas and bloating. Ginger and peppermint are great herbs and spices for gas and bloating,
so I
whether
need to load
in oil
up on
or spice
peppermint.
Form. I'm not going to go there, but really, if you have an upset
yes.
stomach, it's right in your spice rack, and people don't realize that sometimes the remedy is right there. If you've got an infection, not suggesting you don't use medicine, but oregano and thyme are anti-infective. In fact, thyme heals all wounds. That's my herbal joke.
Yes.
Well, I have a question about that, because I know sometimes when I go to the grocery store to get fruits and vegetables, you know, they're picked before they're ripe, or they've been grown in depleted soil. Can I trust what I get in that regard from the grocery store?
Well, that is a great question, and I am a big believer in trying to buy direct from farmers if you can, but it's almost impossible because they're hard to find. I think the way that our distribution is set up with food, we're almost withheld the opportunity to buy from a farmer. I do say go to farmers markets if you can. There's certainly health food groceries now nationwide. Eating health food is cool. So if you do want to buy food that you can be sure of its quality, you can look for an organic seal, which is sort of governmentally controlled now. So if something says organic, you can be sure that it is grown without pesticides. It is grown in healthier soil. Yeah. But I believe if you can develop a relationship with your local farmer, that's you're good. Much better off. Then you really know what you're getting. Join a CSA, which is Community Supported Agriculture, where every month you can get some type of a box of whatever's in season, but it's hard work. So what we try to do with Natural Remedies is allow everyone an opportunity to understand a quick and easy way to improve your health, whether you have a headache or an ankle sprain. And again, this is not to be used exclusive of conventional or modern medicine. No matter what you're dealing with, there is a natural remedy to support your health, either short-term or long-term. I'll give a great example. So when I was very young, I was in my parents' home and I tipped over a water distiller. In the old days, they purified water. That's 212 degrees boiling water. Poured it all over my two-year-old body at the time. And I had between second and third degree burns. Now, my dad, who's a naturopathic doctor and a chiropractor, he was walking in the house. It was such hot water that it burned the soles of his feet while he was wearing shoes.
Wow.
So what he did was he took an aloe plant from the backyard, ripped it open, put aloe vera on me, fresh gel, and gave me what a homeopathic remedy called cantharis, which is for burns. You can get it at any health food store. And they said I would have no hair on the right side of my body. I have a scar the size of a dime on my hip, all because my dad used natural remedies quickly in an acute scenario that made all the difference in the world. And so if you're somebody who has a large family, or you're just living your daily life and you've got those occasional bumps, bruises, and all the things that life comes with, there's a natural remedy for that. If you can't sleep, if you are experiencing, we're talking about menopause or hot flashes, there are oils, clary sage is an oil that you just simply inhale, or you can rub on your wrists or your hands, and you can inhale, and your olfactory nervous system allows you to balance your hormones. So it's amazing what God created, and I've spent almost 30 years studying all of God's creation. I was forced to, due to my own illnesses, that near-death experiences, if you will. But for those who are healthy, natural remedies is a great way to stay that way and ensure that your family is safe and protected.
Do you give us some ideas in this book where to find some of this stuff? When I think of even like turmeric, there's all kinds of turmeric available. Like, how do I know, where do I go, and what is the best turmeric to put into my body?
Absolutely. Well, we give a list of herbs, spices, oils, foods, and we'll often talk about ways to distinguish what's the best quality and what would potentially be inferior. When essential oils is a great example, there are multiple forms of frankincense, which is an amazing oil to fight inflammation. It's great for the brain. It's got a compound called alpha pinene, which is why when you are praying or and meditating, inhaling the frankincense aroma is amazing because of that. But there are lots of varieties of frankincense, and we tell you which ones are the best and most effective. There's amazing things that God has given us to connect with others, to connect with the earth that He created, and we've lost that. So what I like to say is natural remedies is not a list of miracles. Mm-hmm. It's a list of ingredients, foods, beverages, even supplements, herbs, spices that we are missing. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, what you're missing in life is your miracle.
That's good. You mentioned frankincense. That's a, what, a spice, an herb?
It's a resin.
It's a resin.
Myrrh is a resin also.
It's a resin also.
Yes.
Okay, so there's value. They valued these things in their culture. Is it just because they recognized the healing power or
Absolutely.
Something?
Well, think about when Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees, what we call the woes. He says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you tithe dill, mint, and cumin." So they literally use that as part of their tithe. We know that when Jesus was embalmed with herbs and spices, it was very valuable. We know that what was dumped on the feet of Jesus was nard or spikenard. That was a year's worth of wages for in an alabaster jar, right? So oils were very prized, herbs and spices. Salt even was prized above money or gold.
That's where we get salary.
Silver.
The word
Absolutely.
Salary comes from salt, the word
Absolutely.
For salt. That's,
Isn't that
yeah.
amazing?
So there's God's saying there's
salt. Powerful
value.
Too. We give ways to use good old fashioned salt to help purify your sinuses, eye problems, and then just basic dehydration, which we think comes from a lack of water. But believe it or not, most people are not consuming too much salt, many are consuming too little. So these are things that you just don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And so we've tried to take and distill this information, distill, pun intended, so that it can be easy. You don't have to sit down and read the book cover to cover, although there's some great information if you choose to do that, but open it up to whatever health condition you're dealing with, or if you've always wondered what a certain herb or spice or essential oil is good for.
Right.
This gives you a biblical perspective, a historical perspective on what God created for us to stay healthy.
I actually did that. Last time you were on, I was battling bad allergies. And the older I get, it just seems like the worse they get. And I hate taking the medication because it makes me feel a little loopy, a little just foggy, right? I mean, I will if I have to because it gets so bad. So I saw this and I went, I need to try that. So I went home and said to my wife, we need to get some essential oils. And she's like, what do you think I've been putting in this thing over here? We have them. What do you want? So I got the peppermint and I got eucalyptus. And I started started sniffing it straight out of the thing. And my wife's like, that's not how you do it.
You can do that. Yeah,
okay. So
it lasts a long time that way.
It does. You know what? It worked for me.
Mm. It's amazing.
And I went, thank you, Jordan.
And you can use peppermint to help sort of awaken your mind. So if you're going to take a test or give a presentation or go on television, peppermint oil stimulates the brain. So does lemon. Lemon is great for, I would call it mild anxiety. But eucalyptus, if you can mix it maybe with a carrier oil like coconut or olive, you can rub it on your back or your chest. And it's great for children who have, you know, like the croup or one of those coughs.
Yep.
That's where the menthol comes from. Mm. It comes from peppermint, rosemary, etc. It's amazing what these herbs and spices can do. I could talk for hours about what nutmeg and allspice. Again, we have these in our spice rack, but we use them so infrequently. The reason being, we don't know how.
Yeah.
Natural remedies will help you know how to use the herbs and spices you already have, will help you construct a healthy diet or a program, protocol, regimen for virtually any condition you're dealing with. And it's fast, easy, and will help you know what to buy, where to buy it, because we need to take control of our health. We can't rely on someone outside of our home for our basic wellness needs. The medical system, healthcare in America is not set up for that. We need to be more proactive, and God wants us to live a long and healthy life, and this is a great tool to help you do it.
There's a lot of people, Jordan, that are dealing with cancer. And I'm not sure what might be in natural remedies that might help answer some of their questions or guide them through that journey. I know you personally went through a journey of cancer, like in 2008. Was that, what exactly was that, that happened in your life? And where are you today with that? And did natural remedies, did you apply some of that to your life?
Well, my healing from cancer, which was supernatural and natural, utilized so much of what we call natural remedies, and the book was written after. So a lot of what the Lord revealed to me that I was able to, I'll say, put together a natural health protocol is in natural remedies, including a prayer that is absolutely essential. When I was dealing with cancer, now mind you, I'd already written a book on how to fight cancer naturally, so it was something that was expected, but for some reason, I knew what to do when the diagnosis came. Well, first thing is I cursed the diagnosis because no man can tell us what God has intended for our life, how long we're gonna live, what's curable or what's incurable. Mm-hmm. And really over a 40-day period, I was blessed to have the resources and the tools to stay home and follow a course of what I would call self-treatment. It was body, soul, and spirit. I quoted a certain set of scriptures that I put together three times a day out loud because I wanted God, the angels, and most of all, the devil to be on notice that I was healed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And I have a blood transfusion, the DNA of Jesus, and it was an amazing thing. And every time I prayed that, I was flooded with hope. In fact, I was on my farm in Missouri, and one of our team members there has just been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a certain form of cancer, and she's under a doctor's care. And I don't want to step on any toes, but I said, Nola, the one thing you can do is pray and claim the promises of God, because that is universal for everyone.
Yes.
And of course, there are great oils, herbs, spices. Almost every plant that God created has anti-cancer properties. In fact, if you think about certain scriptures, there's two where it says, one, the fruit will be for food and the leaves for healing. So if you understand what the Bible says, how can we apply that today? Mm. Most leaves of fruit trees have anti-cancer properties in them that fight inflammation, fight infection, and boost your immune system. Mm. So when I was diagnosed with cancer, I focused on the Word of God. I focused on forgiveness. I believed that God intended for me to be healed, and then I attacked it the best that I could using natural remedies of every type. But we do give many ways to support your cancer journey, whether you're on conventional medicine, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or if you're going a more natural route, they're not exclusive.
Yeah.
You need to integrate the approaches because everyone has their own journey. I don't like to tell someone what your particular healing journey is, but I will say this. We want to equip you with tools no matter what or whom you're seeking for treatment.
What you give people the most that I appreciate is hope.
Mm.
You know, not just in the big things, but in the everyday things. And that's why Natural Remedies is such a great tool just to have sitting there to give you the knowledge, to give you the hope that, okay, I can do something about this. And that's why we want you to request natural remedies when you help give someone else hope today. Because you know, Tammy, we love giving people hope.
Yes, we do. I loved it when you said that because it made me instantly think about my own life and then about the lives of so many out in the field that we get a chance to spend time with whenever we take a trip. We want to flood their lives with hope. We're doing that right now. Take a minute and watch this.
I have the privilege of meeting, holding, and spending time with so many people in various countries around the world who express to me, in the best way they know how, that they need help.
It's just so heartbreaking because there's so much struggle in her life, and there's always been. it's possible for us to change this for her. Through water, something simple like water that we take for granted every single day, but to them, it's a cup of life. It's a cup of life. I just can't leave here and not do something about it. I travel around the world with Life Outreach in hopes to bring life to people that are literally dying. That's the reality. And the beautiful part of the story is, because of you and the way that you give to this ministry, it has changed literally thousands of lives. In this village, generations of people's lives will forever be changed. But this is just one village. There are villages all over the world in desperate need of clean water. The funds are all we lack. Please partner with us in this glorious opportunity to bring water for life. I will never want to stop being a part of something so great. I'll never want to stop. I mean, when I see their faces, their tiny little faces, and they're happy and they're thriving and they're smiling, it's moments I live for when I go on these trips. It's what I live for. I think it's what we all should live for. And what is that? It's like bringing life to somebody. That we have the ability through Jesus to help bring life to somebody. He's made it possible to bless our life so that we could turn around and be a blessing to these children, to these families. I'm all about that. I will raise my hands. I will cheer. I will fight for these families. And every time I go on a trip, I tell them, I cannot wait to tell everybody about you. I can't wait to tell them what you need. I can't wait to help you. And not just me, but I promise you, there are so many that want to help you too. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back someday, and we will drill you that well. And you saw it in that piece right there. We went back and we drilled that well. We want to drill this year 350 wells in 20 nations. I'm going to tell you what it's going to take, and it's really not that much, especially when we come together. So for $48, we can provide water for 10. For $144, we can provide water for 30. And for $4,800, and many of us might be able to do that ourselves, $4,800 will drill a complete well that will provide water for about 1,000 people in one village. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how many children will shout and will scream tomorrow and say, we have clean water. I want to be a part of something like that. And Randy, we've been doing it for a really long time. We know how to do it. We know it works. But we know that we need the funds to continue doing this.
Absolutely. And you know, we've seen this many times, the smiles, the cheers. I wish you could see in person the smiles on the faces of these children largely, but it's for the adults as well. When they see the water, the clean water coming up, when they take a bowl or a cup or even their hands and they take that sip because they can taste the difference. Mm-hmm. They know not only is this good, but maybe I won't suffer the same fate as a sibling or a friend. That's the hard reality. But that's what we bring them. It's such a beautiful thing. And that's why, Tammy, I enjoy going and saying, look, make the best gift you can.
Yeah.
You know, join us in this outreach.
Yes.
Because I know that when you make that gift today, you're going to be putting a smile on a child's face. And you're going to be putting hope into a mother's heart. Sometimes a mother who's suffered the heartache of losing a child. You're going to be fulfilling that great commission of loving to the ends of the earth. So, yeah, Tammy, I'm excited.
Yes.
I hope everybody will online, go to the phone right now, make the best gift you can, the way we say it, because you are giving life. Mm-hmm. You're giving water. You're giving clean drinking water for life to people who are facing death. So will you do it? Will you go online, go to the phone right now? Make the best gift you can. Join us in Water for Life. And when you do, request Natural Remedies. We'd love to send that to you today. It'll bless you as well. But most importantly, you'll be sharing the love of Jesus Christ, not just in word, but in deed. So do it right now.
Across the globe, hundreds of thousands of lives are lost each year to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation, a valuable reference with biblical insight to help you live your best life. With your gift of $48 or more, we'll also send you The Blessing of Taking Communion, a companion book to help feed your soul and remind you of the transformative power of receiving the Lord's Supper. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. This is the last week to receive Natural Remedies. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
14 years ago, God brought Jordan Rubin into my life. His principles are real, they're proven, I'm the evidence of it.
And within about a week, I noticed huge inflammation reduction. I noticed I wasn't stiff after my morning hike. It was amazing.
Following Jordan Rubin's principles has transformed our health and our immune system.
His teaching and his guidance have made an incredible change in my life and my family's life.
I hope you are going to the phone or going online. Make the best gift you can. We thank you, and you will change someone's life. And when you do, be sure to request your copy of Natural Remedies. And Tammy, Jordan's been such a blessing to us. I know he's going to bless so many others.
So many. Thank you so much, Jordan, for putting in all the hard work. That's what I, when I look at that book and I think of what you've been through, I feel like you've done the research. You've put in all the hard work so that I could pick up this book and just turn quickly to an answer. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that for me and for so many other people. Thank you for watching Life Today, and we'll see you next time.
I remember screaming in front of my pastor, "Why does God hate me?"
Vanitha Reisner was desperate for hope. Next week, Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.